From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Several Army reservists in Iraq are under investigation for allegedly refusing to transport fuel along a dangerous supply route. Members of the 343rd Quartermaster Company told relatives back home that they were placed under armed guard after complaining about poor equipment and inadequate protection for the mission. We'll look at the ongoing problem of troop protection and supply in a moment. First, from Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports on the investigation.
Last Wednesday morning, 19 soldiers didn't show up on time to assemble for a mission. They were supposed to drive a convoy loaded with fuel from Talil in southern Iraq, more than 200 miles to a base north of Baghdad. One of them, Specialist Amber McClenney, left an answering machine message for her mother in Alabama. She said soldiers were being detained after refusing to go on the mission because their vehicles were in bad shape and not all were armored.
We had broken down trucks, non-armored vehicles, and we were carrying contaminated fuel. They're holding us against the wheel. We are now prisoners. I'm not even supposed to be using the phone.
Military spokesperson Sharon Walker in Baghdad said today no one is being detained.
I want to make clear, first of all, that no soldier is under arrest and no one is even being guarded and or detained. So that's pretty important to know right away.
She also stressed the mission did go ahead, albeit a couple hours late, and with replacement soldiers and unit leaders. Major Richard Spiegel, spokesman for the 13th Corps Support Command, which oversees the company involved, says soldiers were never under guard, but were required to stay in their unit area until they could write statements or speak with investigators. A four-person team sent to determine exactly what happened arrived one day after the incident. Spiegel said the platoon commanders have ordered what's called a safety stand-down.
For instance, during this safety maintenance stand down, a number of things will happen. Number one, all the vehicles will be thoroughly inspected. Another thing that will occur during this is additional armor protection will be added to these vehicles. And another thing that will happen during this stand down is the unit will go through some retraining and they'll be recertified to go out and to do their mission.
Major Spiegel called some of the reservists' concerns valid, but said the way they were expressed led to a temporary breakdown in discipline. 13 of the 19 soldiers involved have already voluntarily returned to duty. At this point, it appears perhaps 5 were involved in that breakdown of discipline. A second investigation is looking into whether they should face any punishment, which could range from a reprimand to a military trial. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.